Exciting news, everyone! It's me, of course. Nicodemus, I'm sure you're aware. Where were we? Right. Last we left the Bucket Fillers, they had taken a quest from, well, me, to find the Subtle Hand associate that they had put in a coma, as they are now killing people. However, as they stepped out of the guild hall, they were reunited with Dane Barnett. What will happen to our adventurers this time? Welcome to the Ringbear Chronicles.
Welcome back to Role Playing and Role Playing. My name is Sam Comerford, as you probably know. This is our 8th session. That's insane. I don't know why people are still listening to this, because it's humor for children. So, yeah, welcome back. That was a good one. That was actually a really nice one.
It's iced coffee fueled.
Ooh.
I'm probably going to have to shit in, like, hour and a half.
Yeah, my stomach is really bugging me. I might have to, too. Like, just this big, like, we're talking like a nuclear style.
Oh, God.
Cute.
Yeah.
Chernobyl level event.
Yeah, like a toxic meltdown in my anus.
Oh, my God.
It's going to start to happen, guys. It's going on the Patreon.
No, I mean, like, actually go ham. People have OnlyFans for shit like that. We just have a Patreon.
Shit like that.
I know what I did.
Okay. Cool. So, yeah, we're all here. Things have happened. Dane is back. But first, let's address some shit that we didn't address because I'm a fool. So, first off, just to clarify, I know that this is a thing that I caught when I was editing, and I was like, oh shit, but Augur did take Blightfang from Falafel on his way to Applegate, because we did not address that at all, so I'm retconning it and saying that he did. So that happened, so that fight could happen. So that is a thing that indeed happened. My bad. That's a retcon. Otherwise... Oh. Woggles levels up in philosophy. I know we haven't done the jobs in a while.
Ooh, I'm a philosopher.
Yeah, you get another +1 to insight. Ooh. And for other jobs, I know I haven't been doing it much for y'all, but if you want to change your occupation to something else, just tell me, because if it makes more sense for y'all, like, Sean probably shouldn't be a forge person anymore, or blacksmith. He should probably be, like, an eternal angel of the astral plane. I feel like that's more your speed.
Speaking of,
yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just him that came back, or did the chick come back with him?
Oh no, only him.
Okay.
Yep.
He can
contact her like once per day though.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just imagining me walking into like my forgery blacksmithing place, being like, he's wearing like a long black hood, being like, this is my 2 weeks' notice.
I mean, I don't think you were employed anywhere.
True.
You're an adventurer. You're just zipping around. So yeah, if y'all want any custom job or whatever, I can. If you want change, that's fine. Just tell me.
Just for clarification, why did I level up? What did I do?
You've just been very philosophical of late, and it just kind of reminded me, like, oh yeah, he's a philosopher.
Okay,
so
I'll continue to be philosophical.
Yeah, I suppose I should level up Augur in team making too.
Ooh.
You get a +1 to nature checks.
Ooh, that's cool. I just realized that Ogre is probably the only one that pays taxes.
Yeah. Are there income taxes on the Ringbearers Guild stuff?
No. I mean, let's be. It is a multinational association that gets away with a lot legally. Taxes are not an issue. Not an issue.
Just to clarify, right,
then yeah, Langar, you're the only one that pays taxes.
Yep.
Congratulations. I mean,
you guys pay some taxes. Like, when you guys went to Teshian, you guys paid taxes at the bar. Like, just a general sales tax, even though it was on food.
Oh, so I didn't pay taxes.
No, you did not. Well, unless you paid for the room. Right? Then you would pay taxes.
This is really riveting discussion.
Yeah, why are we talking about taxes?
Because I'm bored as hell.
What the hell? God. Anyways, Dane has descended from the heavens and is smashed into the street in front of you, and has said a really cool and funny one-liner to Trevor. What are we doing?
Dane, what the fuck? What are you doing here?
I don't know how to explain this. Have you ever gone to a music festival?
No, can't say I have. I've lived in a monastery all my life.
Oh, okay, yeah. Going to think about it for a monk, this wouldn't apply to you. I was going to say that I just had the massive drug trip of my life. It seemed like it, but I was there, and then I wasn't there, and now I'm back here, and I don't know what happened, but all I know is I got this really cool hood. I got to, like, this jello-looking substance. I made a sword out of it. I met a girl, and we started talking, and we became friends.
Ooh,
and
someone met a girl.
Yeah, not my type, though. and then now I'm back here. So I don't even know where to begin with this story. I'm assuming you're going to want to know what happened. So I started off on, like, this island thing. And then all of a sudden, these massive, like, bird things came, and they call them the Vanth. And, oh, wait, is Falafel here? Falafel might want to hear this, too.
Falafel is not here yet. I mean, you guys are in front of the guild hall. Like, people are looking at you, considering that Dane just smashed into the fucking street.
Okay, well, I could catch him up later. So, like, these things took me, and then I got to, like, the leader, and he told me, like, because I resurrected my brother and all of that, he told me, like, it was a crime and that I needed to pay punishment and stuff so I could either become feral, which basically means I'm running around like a rabid raccoon, or I would do this thing where I would become sort of like a bounty hunter type of thing. But it was the only way I could really stay alive for the chances that I could come back down to Earth. So I walked to the edge of, like, this astral plane thing, and I made a sword out of this nothingness, which is, I can't even explain it. It's like jello, but not jello. I almost died because my dummy self started to sink into it because I thought it'd be a good idea to step on it. And, like, I don't even know what happened. So I made a sword, and then I went back to the leader, and he gave me my first assignment, which is, like, Ulf the Firehammer. And she's the leader of a place called Acrustia, which basically sounds like what the people bullied me, they called me in high school, Acrustia. So, frankly, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this, but all I know is I'm here. I flew back down to Earth. My head hurts a lot. And, yeah, that's been my life. What have you guys been up to?
I would like to throw a rock at him.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know what kind of check you want for that.
Make an attack roll?
Oh, an attack roll. I guess that makes sense. I wouldn't add proficiency to this, would I?
I mean, if you're picking up, like, a small pebble, I'll allow you to use dexterity, but not proficiency, I don't think.
Cool. 12.
Ding.
Yeah, it clings off his armor.
Ow.
All right, he's not a ghost, so that's out of the way.
Can I go pick him up?
Yeah, you can pick him up.
I pick him up.
How do you pick him up? Like, what do you... Is it like a hug? Are you cradling like a baby?
It's a hug, so grappling...
Yeah, go ahead and make a contested athletics check.
Okay. Do you have
to? I'm kidding, you don't need to. You don't need to if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, you
Buckets
give him a
can't
nice,
cry as well. Just
you give him a
everyone
nice
know.
Tender hug. You might be crying, maybe, if you weren't a bucket, but who's to say?
Buddy, did you get stronger? Like,
Dane!
Did you get stronger?
No. How long do you think we've been gone?
Oh, well, it took me 15 years to walk to the side of the astral plane, so I have no idea. I have no concept of time anymore. It's like the in-between between Christmas and New Year's. Time doesn't exist, and I'm simply just existing.
Well, you've been dead for 5 days.
Oh. Huh. Very cool. Okay.
I burned the scarf that I was making for you and everything.
You made me a scarf?
Well, I've been making everyone scarves. But, like, we burned your body and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how to explain all the science behind that or anything, but...
Fire?
You turned into a skeleton monster.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do I look any different?
You're definitely charred and burned and a monster.
Sean actually just... Dane looks like himself. There's nothing really different about him. He looks
a
little bit...
Dane. I thought he was current asking Dane. About his corpse.
Corpse is quite charred, yes. Actually, it's not. It's actually a pile of bones and dirt. But, Dane is... What Dane looks like, it's like...
Handsome.
You know where, like... It's not like a glitch, like a glitch effect, but kind of like... It looks like there's two images of Dane overlaid on each other. One's brighter, one's darker. But it's like it's so slight that it's kind of disconcerting.
It's like watching a 3D movie without the 3D glasses.
Right, but with like a light gray and a dark gray instead of a red and blue. Yeah, that's kind of the vibe you get from him. Yeah, and he's got this black hood now and this like dark gray armor and this weird bracer kind of jello-y thing.
Does he look much older?
No, that's what's odd. He does not look older.
Based.
And you said you spent 15 years walking somewhere?
Yeah, it was like to the side of the astral plane. I don't even know how to describe it. It was like nothingness, and I don't even know. I had my friend walk along with me, and we sang Willie Nelson the whole time, so that was a grand hoot and a holler. But other
it's
than
a
that,
lot of years.
Willie Nelson? I've never heard of this Willie Nelson.
Oh, you should listen to him. He's great.
Is it like in?
Is he from that plane?
No, not really. He's probably
canonically. I'll just say right now to avoid confusion, Willie Nelson is in fact a dragon. he is one of the silver dragons on the council of, like, there's a distant nation that's governed by silver dragons, and he is one of them. That is Willie Nelson.
This is exactly why I asked questions.
Anyways, yeah. Do you guys want to leave the middle of this street?
Yeah, people are gawking at you, like, openly, like, hey, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, we should probably make ourselves scarce.
Nah, we're jamming.
Don't mind us, it was a weapons testing. Yes. Magic stuff. I don't know, Iron Man reference.
What a good play, Iron Man. Oh, where are you guys going?
Let's just go back to the cafe, I guess, because I think Dane mentioned wanting to speak to Falafel.
Yeah.
Sure. So, yeah. You head back to the cafe. Then you walk in, you see Falafel is serving customers. Dane, as soon as he sees you, he whips like a firebolt right past your head.
Oh. We have different customs saying hello, apparently.
Why are you not dead? What is going on?
Okay, so I told the rest of the group, but I figure since you're
No, come
like...
in the back room, you idiot. I don't want the customers to hear this.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Come on. Ulysses, could you take this, please? Yeah, sure.
And Falafel ushers you guys into the back, closes the door, and applies a ward on it, turns around.
Okay, I'm sorry, what the fuck is happening?
So, just about, I don't know, guys, maybe 10-15 minutes ago, I just kind of hurtled back down to earth in like a giant flame. I hit the street. I hit my head really bad.
Wait, were you in heaven?
So I was in a place that they call the astral plane.
Huh.
Have you heard of that before?
In my studies, there's brief mentions of it.
Okay.
Huh.
So I'm just going to give you kind of the rundown of what happened. Like, I woke up on an island. These things called the Vanth took me to their leader, who's a name currently... Oh, Serranus. Serranus, that's what his name is. And he basically gave me an ultimatum, being like, I could either become feral and roam the astral plane forever in a state of whatever, kind of like a zombie, or I could become kind of like a bounty hunter hunting down people who... did what I did and went against magic code or the law. And so he made me go to the edge of the astral plane, make me craft a sword out of nothingness, like this jello substance. And then now he sent me on my first mission to hunt down this woman named Ulfta Firehammer. And he sent me back down to Earth, and here I am now.
And this happened within the span of 5 days?
Yeah, so time works differently up there. It took me roughly 30 years to get there and back to make the blade. So it definitely time works a lot differently up there than it does here.
Okay, well, that's awesome. You just changed my worldview on, like, everything. So congratulations.
Is there anyone else we could go encounter so he could tell them that entire story again?
I was gonna offer Sean to be like, yeah, you could say like, oh, I tell him the story, and then that's that. But I mean,
oh,
hell.
Okay.
This is content.
Sean's role
people.
Playing.
Sean's really role want playing. The audience role to playing, know what happened.
Role playing and role playing. Yeah, we're role playing and role playing for a reason, guys. Jeez. So
this Serranus gave you. An ultimatum? Why?
I don't really know. He wanted me to serve a punishment for resurrecting my brother from the dead when he died. And my ultimatum was either become feral or become a reaper.
Okay. So you got... But people resurrect people pretty often. Why are you a special case?
Frankly, I'm not really entirely sure. I think it's just because, maybe my forge domain as a cleric. Maybe I was associated with, the god of magic.
How did you resurrect? Did you cast a spell? What did you do?
So basically, I kind of gathered all my ironwood together, and I used this kind of heirloom that my family gave me and my sheer force of will to get him back to life again. Sorry, I'm still very shaken up about the entire experience. Hurtling back to Earth.
Oh, you didn't cast a spell?
No, I didn't.
What?
I did not. I just used the heirloom and my power within myself to get him back.
What the hell? Okay, and you said Ulfta Firehammer?
Ulfta Firehammer, yep.
What? Why? Why do you need to hunt Ulfta Firehammer? Is what? I'm sorry, this is a lot.
Yeah, I understand. So basically I'm hunted down the people who also broke the law like what I did. So he wants that to kind of be my punishment type of thing.
What did she do?
So she did the ritual vampirism and broke the laws, and now Serranus wants me to hunt her down.
What a story.
Well, I for one am willing to work with you.
Ogar
God,
is noticeably at a loss of words.
Are you alright, Ogar? Are you...
I'm fine. I'm just going to go upstairs and look at some things.
Oh, all right.
Old man, getting tired.
Oh, yes.
I'm for sure gonna sneak and follow him.
I for sure need you to roll a stealth check.
Do I get advantage because he's emotionally distraught?
I don't know. Alex, you tell me.
Yes.
You get advantage.
This is our musical episode. Get Woo-hoo. Ready for
it. Oh my god, we should do a musical episode.
That would be amazing.
It's a stealth check.
Yeah, stealth check at advantage. What's your passive perception?
12.
12?
I got a 30.
Yeah. You got a 30? Yeah. You were like a shadow.
Just blends into with the woodwork.
Yeah. So, yeah, you two disappear. The four of you, the rest of you, I mean, meaning the two brothers, Woggles, and our favorite elf friend, are still in the room. When the door opens and Kalesh comes back. Oh my god, is that Dane?
Yeah, in the flesh. Well, not in the flesh, but...
What does that mean?
I'm not going to go through this again. I tell him the whole story.
Okay.
We need filler content, guys. We don't have anything planned.
Well, you see, when I died, I went to this astral plane. I'm going to actually switch over to Ogre Silvergrass. What are you doing, buddy?
I'm going to go up to my room. I'm going to close and lock the door. And then I'm just going to panic. I'm going to pace the room, quietly going, fuck, 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 fuck.
Can I be Spider-Man style in the corner of the ceiling?
Just like, how would you have gotten in? If he closed the door behind him, how would you have gotten into Spider-Man style on the fucking ceiling?
Oh, with a 30 stealth check.
Okay, no, a 30 stealth check. No!
It was a natural 20, Sam!
You can be on this. Fine. You could
be. It would be so funny!
Make it.
Just think about it.
Fine. Make an acrobatics check at normal. Make a fucking acrobatics check.
Oh.
No. My acrobatic. I don't think. No, I didn't. It's only a 7.
Yeah, you try to get in the room behind him, but he shuts the door too fast. So, you're Spider-Manning above the door outside.
I, like, yeah, look through the keyhole or something.
Yeah, you can look through the keyhole. Yeah,
I'm getting in on this.
You see him pacing around and acting really stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So far, pretty normal.
Yeah. That's how it be. So yeah, you're real stressed. Are you like, well, what is going through Ogre Silvergrass's mind in this very moment?
What's my emotional weather?
What is your emotional weather?
I think that Ogre has a lot of internal conflict at the moment, especially learning what he just learned. So he's currently midst of shock, freaking out. More overall just doesn't know what to do.
Right.
He would like to avoid anything to do with that woman as much as possible. And this is like a possible scenario that would make sense for him to not want to avoid, but like he's just weighing his options.
Mm. Do you have Brian with you?
Oh, fuck, I probably do.
you hear in your mind,
are you okay?
I throw him out the window.
Clang.
You guys hear a crash because he didn't bother opening the window.
Yeah, you guys hear a glass shattering from upstairs, and you hear something hit the street outside. You hear people scream, "Somebody threw a sword at the window!"
Guys, is that Brian?
You look out the window, you see this black sword in the street with this darkness kind of radiating off of it, and people are like looking at it. And Woggles, with your amazing passive perception, you see the little tiefling boy you guys constantly run into looking at it very curiously and reaching
out to
touch
it. Nope, I run out there.
No, my boy, don't touch it. I promise you, it's not worth it.
Don't talk to him, just pick it up.
Make an acrobatics check, Woggles.
Acrobatics check, all right. Yeah.
Can I just pick it up?
Baby's first warlock patron.
10?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't vault over the counter. You just walk around it and get to him in time, though.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, and he's like, this is a cool sword.
Oh, yeah, it is a cool sword. Too cool for you. Here's my quarterstaff. It'll be fun to play with.
Ooh, big stick.
Big stick, you're right.
He grabs it and is like twirling it around, and yeah, you're kind of just standing over Brian in the street.
This child is walking around in broken glass at the moment.
All right, I pick up Brian.
I'm like, make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. Here we go. All right. That'll be a nat 20, so 24 in total.
You're fine. You hear a voice in your head say.
Hey, you're that guy. You're the guy who jumps around and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm the guy that did that thing. Oh, I
know. Oh, the thing? Twice. You yeah, did that thing.
I did the thing.
Oh my god. Oh. Wow.
You know, you're a cool guy. I should talk to you more.
Oh my god, we should grab coffee sometime.
That would be, you know,
tea, yeah, not coffee.
I hear there's no good coffee around here.
Yeah. That would make sense. I can't actually drink it either. You'd probably just have to put my blade in the cup of tea. I don't know if it'd be pleasant, but yeah, you know.
I can drink tea for two.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I know Ogar makes a pretty nice brew, you know?
All right. I'm going to hand you back to Falafel now. He probably can handle you better than I can.
Yeah, okay, man. Ogre's freaking the fuck out, by the way.
Oh, really? Should we go up and help him?
I don't know, man. Up to you. I'm an evil sword.
All right. I walk back into Falafel. I'm like, hey, Falafel, Ogre just kind of threw this out the window. I'm going to give it back to you because, you know, you like it a lot. And I think we should probably go check on Ogar. He seems like he's freaking out. That's what Brian says, at least. I mean, he literally threw Brian out the window.
Fine. I will deal with the turbulent dwarf. Why don't
racist.
You... What? How is that racist?
I'm not even here.
I thought Logan said that. No. all right, well, do you have anything to do? You went to the guild hall, right? Do you have an assignment?
Yeah, I believe we went to the guild hall.
Yeah, you need to catch a murderer, guys.
All right, well, I think we should get... catch a murderer, I don't know where guys. Andy went, but we should get both of them back down here, Andy and Ogar, and maybe we can regroup, rearm, and get a plan.
Yes, well, I will go talk to Ogar. I will be right down in a second.
Right. While this is happening,
what's that,
can
Brian?
I try and pick the lock on Ogar's door?
Oh my god, yes, make a sleight of hand check.
Oh my god.
What?
It's another natural 20, but with my sleight of hand, it's a 20.
Is it over 25? Oh my god. You pick the lock completely silent. Just dead air. And you basically, like, you think it would be impossible to just open a door without it creaking? You do.
Okay. I'm gonna go up to Ogar, and since he's shorter than me, I'm gonna do, like, an around-the-shoulders hug.
I do want to point
just
out...
just not say anything.
As you're entering the room, Ogar is packing a bag.
That's okay. So where are we going?
Okay, cool. I'm gonna roll to see if,
Because Ogar would definitely be startled by that.
Yeah.
Well, I think once I opened the door, like, I was making plenty of noise.
And I think it's reasonable that Ogar is currently under the frightened condition.
Okay. For sure, for sure.
So I definitely... Oh my god! Hi!
So where are we going?
I don't know. I'm just making a panic bag.
Okay, do I have time to also make a panic bag, or do we just need to go now?
Sure. I haven't yet decided if we should go or not, but...
Okay, well, I'll wait till you're... I want to watch you pack yours, so I know what to pack in mine. And then you can come help me pack mine, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You hear a knock on the door.
That's a really cool sock, by the way. I know... Falafel knit it for you like a while ago, but
yes,
I did. Get the fuck out of here. We're having a private conversation.
Actually, I need to have a conversation with Ogar, if you don't mind.
I do mind. This is like The Bachelor when they're like, I steal him? I just want one of those bitches to one time just be like, no, actually, you can't steal him. I'm in the middle of something. This is my first season watching The Bachelor, and I've gotten really into it, folks.
Oh my god. I've only seen like Love Island UK, and oh my god.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's gross. It's so disgusting. Funny. It's hilarious, but
mug me off.
I don't want to get mugged off, you know, she's a real pro.
She's a real good bird, yeah.
She's real fit, but I just don't want to mug me off, make a pie out of my...
Oh my
this
god.
This is incredible.
Oh my god.
God, I love
anyways.
But only the first season is that funny. It just goes downhill from there.
As do we all. As do mm-hmm. we all. Yeah, Falafel is like, can I talk to you in private?
Yes.
I would like to hide in the room.
Oh my god. What do you have to roll for that?
I'm gonna roll a perception check for a Falafel against your
Do
stealth.
I roll a stealth check?
Well, yeah, like, you roll a we stealth. Would watch her leave, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. What the fuck
so
am I talking
how
about?
How would she get back in the room and hide?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you can listen against the door, if anything.
Yeah, you can listen against the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, I guess
sure.
I'll do that again.
Yeah, you listen against the door. Falafel's like, so, you're packing your bags.
I am... This is a unique scenario for me. I have done this once before. I'd rather not have to do it again. But I am just gathering a few things in case I make a certain decision, because I have not made a decision yet, and I just want to be prepared.
Ulfta Firehammer, she's ruthless, isn't she?
Yeah, I hold up my hook.
Oh, so you are the Potato Knight. You know, I had my speculations about that, but, you know, you can't assume these sort of things.
By the way, stupid fucking name, by the way.
Oh, I know, but it's not something that strikes fear in the hearts of men, but it is... I mean, what, you took out an entire regiment of the Firehammer clan single-handedly? That is some...
Ha!
What, is that exaggeration?
Single-handedly.
Oh, right. The hand. What, why are you running?
If... You had... So, you were a gifted kid, right?
At one point, I was.
So, I don't know if this would ever happen to you, but imagine doing well in your classes just every year of your life, just doing great, just getting better and better, more accolades, more awards, more scholarships, and then one day you have one professor that decides to... decides to fail you for no better reason than because they can. And that ruins every opportunity you will ever have in the future.
Well,
that is what this is like for me. Just one person came around and ruined my life. So I decided to make a new one.
All right.
I do not want to have to confront her. I know that there's a possibility that I might have to. And I am just terrified.
I can't begin to understand what you're going through right now, Augur, but you, from what I've heard, you were alone in that circle they put you in against her, right?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the remind. Yeah.
No.
I was...
Let me get to the goddamn point. You are no longer alone. There are powerful people who you've met, who you've fraternized with, who you've, let's be honest, pseudo-adopted. And they probably have your back. I mean, you killed a facet of a Dark Lord. That's fucking insane. You realize that, right? I can't be the only one who's like, oh my goodness. What the fuck are they doing? They're insane. But you... I understand. You don't want to lose everything, right?
I don't want to lose everything I've rebuilt.
Well, if you keep running, you're going to have to start over again and again.
Falafel, I can't lose another family.
Well, as somebody who has lost family, it is hard. And as someone who has gained you as a brother, I would not want to lose you. But sometimes there's things that are more important than that. There are some things that need to happen.
Sam, can you have Falafel roll a persuasion check?
Yes, I can. Ooh, tell him the DM to roll. This is spicy.
Power move.
This is spicy. Falafel's persuasion is alright. It's not amazing. He is proficient, but he does not have an amazing charisma. How does a 13 look?
Ogar will stand there kind of silently, not knowing how to respond for a hot sec. As Alex sits here quietly, not knowing how to respond.
Yeah, so Falafel stares at Augur for a long time and says,
if you go, then, well, I would understand. But I would be surprised.
And then he puts Brian down and walks away.
And I walk in with a tray of tea. So what's in your bag?
Lost dreams.
Oh, cool. I made you a drink.
I'm not thirsty. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I think next we can go somewhere like beachy and tropical. I've only been to pretty like dank mountainous areas. Some of the beach sounds nice. Do you think if I got sunburned I would turn purple or red?
We're not going.
Oh, okay. What are we
doing? Well, we are going. Just not where I want to.
So where are we going?
Back home. For me, at least. Okay. Ogar is gonna get up and go back downstairs.
Do you grab Brian?
Sure. I do want to point out that it is entirely Audrey making me, like, go through, like, imagining what it would be like to abandon this responsibility.
You were gonna leave.
That was a good move.
You were gonna leave me?
No, no, not you. The responsibility that is across the Anulta Firebane. I would have loved Andromeda.
Oh, I was about to be so fucking angry.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a dope scene. That was a dope scene. Anyways.
I'm gonna go cry now.
Yeah, go cry. You guys,
go cry about it, bitch.
You guys walk downstairs, and you see Kalesh is in the middle of telling a story. And he's like, and then they all died. The end.
Riveting story. That's a crazy story. That was, yeah, that was really,
I know,
good.
That was
full of ups and downs. So that was, oh my gosh.
I'm a pretty good bard, right? I mean, I know what I'm talking about, yeah?
Hey guys, yeah. Fun fact, yeah. I fully forgot who Kalesh was until you said that he's a pretty good bard.
Everyone forgets Kalesh. And you will regret it one day.
I forget Kalesh sometimes.
That's really sad. I thought he was Falafel's son showing back up and being salty.
No. Coincidentally.
He's a different son with daddy issues.
Yes.
Seems to be a theme here.
Sam, you good?
Yes. No, my dad and I are fucking tight. I love my dad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That sounds about right.
Your dad called me an asshole when we played Wizard.
Yeah, that damn right. You were an asshole.
I didn't know what I was doing.
I fucking hate Wizard. It's an awful game.
I like Euchre. They're pretty similar.
I hate Euchre too. I know that's a hot take.
You hate Euchre?
I can't do Euchre. Because my family forced me to play it all the time. I hate Euchre.
It's
because
he's not good.
Oh, so you're one of those people?
Yes. If I don't want to play Euchre, I don't want to play Euchre. Damn it.
I think it's an older child thing.
Maybe.
Y'all are fucking weird.
Maybe.
Because I think Mick is like that too sometimes.
Because I love Texas Hold'em, but I can't do Euchre. I'll play Texas Euchre. Don't get me wrong. If we play Euchre, I'll play it. But I'm just like, it's not my first choice, you know?
It's fine. We can just play Talisman instead.
Oh, God. Okay.
No. Root.
I hate Root.
I love
Root.
Root's good. Root's good. It's a good game.
Man, I don't know these games. That makes me sad.
Big board games.
You don't need to. Root sucks.
Hey.
It's great.
Root's quirky.
Did you say Root sucks?
Root's quirky.
Yeah, I really don't like Root.
Maybe because you haven't played as one of the DLCs yet.
Ooh. Anyways, this isn't a game talking channel.
I like Rising Sun a lot. Rising Sun is fun.
Nope.
Come over and we can play, and I can beat you.
Yeah, we're gonna have a game day for sure. We're gonna have a
Hell
game
yeah.
day and photo
Star Wars
day.
Outer Rim.
Gonna yes. record going on the Patreon.
Yes, we're gonna record the entire day. It's gonna be way too personal. No, we're not. anyways,
even in the bathroom.
Yeah, just this thunderous shitting. No. You guys are
I'll
back
keep on the dairy. Just
so that was my shit, guys. Remember to like and subscribe.
Y'all are fucking weird. What the hell?
Oh God. Where were we? What was I talking about? Jesus.
We just went downstairs.
You went downstairs. Yeah. Kalesh was telling Brad a story. Brian. And the fellas were applauding or whatever they were doing. I don't know.
Here, Kalesh, I have a pretty good story. I can sing it, too. There once was a man named Ragnarok the Red who came riding from...
Oh, that, no, that... Look, that one's so overplayed, man. Overplayed.
I fully don't know what that is.
It's from Skyrim.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder. I don't know.
That one's so overplayed, man. Oh, that's like an introduction bard song. Like, you...
Well, I'm no bard.
It's now canon.
Damn.
It's now canon.
He's fucking elitist.
It's now canon that Ragnar the Red is this world's smoke on the water. It's a beginner bard stuff. Okay.
Do you guys know Willie Nelson?
Yeah, of course I know. I don't know Willie Nelson. I know of Willie Nelson, you know.
Can you play his music?
Yeah, I can play his music.
Okay, good.
Wow,
good.
Kalesh has
yeah?
such a tiny penis. I can tell.
Penis.
don't look at his penis. What?
I'm not. I just from
Oh, he has tiny dick energy.
He's way overcompensating for something with his supposed talent.
Have you guys heard about this band called ABBA from Acrestia?
Yeah, ABBA. No, yeah. We have some of that music at the monastery.
They made a musical one time. It was pretty cool.
It's a little poppy for me. Little poppy for me.
What if we moved on with the mission?
Instead of referencing real life bands? Yeah, you guys are hunting a murderer, by the way. So yeah.
Without the context,
start writing
it isn't
down
even
those
funny.
Rap lyrics, baby. We got a bard now.
Hey, we were rapping before, and it was torture enough.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm sorry, Sam. Is this role playing and role playing and investigating?
It is now, bitch.
Wow, rebrand, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Somebody make a new logo. It could either be re.
I'm working on it right now.
God, we are so fucking chaotic tonight. I have no idea what's happening.
I'm digging with it. I like the vibe tonight.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, it's way too late. I feel sick. So yeah, we're just gonna riff on this bad boy. Hey Pterodactyl crew, this is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.